at Basilica this weekend.
Yet again.
Well,
third annual.
Before we go on with that, Ellen is like so all up in your stuff. She was saying about she can't wait till this handsome young guy comes in. I'm like, him? And yet, all these people I meet keep telling me how handsome you are.
Oh, well, I hear the same thing about you.
Do tell.
Often.
Okay.
The handsome young fellow sitting at my on my
not
right.
Not quite so young anymore.
is John Rosenthal.
John Rosenthal.
Hello.
Yes.
What's your actual role involved with this drone fest?
Well, I was just up in a scissor lift 40 feet in the air right there.
Ooh.
Co-curator, producer, friend, supporter.
Cool.
On behalf of...
Are you a drone musician yourself?
I have done that in the past. I'm a musician. I'll be playing with one person there, just a friend, supporting him at 4:45 in the morning on Sunday
Ooh,
morning.
Ellen will be for that one.
How many drone, or how many musicians or performers are there altogether?
Can we call them droners?
Sure, if you want.
How many droners?
Experimental droners. You know, it could get up to around, given it's 24 hours, between 23 and 27 acts, sometimes,
wow.
more or less.
Wow.
So, you know, anywhere there could be upwards of 100 musicians participating in the whole event over the course of the weekend.
Is it all drone music?
No, but it's aspects of drone. I mean, drone / experimental music. So there'll be everyone will have a drone tonality as part of their set, and the idea is to have everything essentially blend into another. So if the turnovers are done properly and executed right, the idea will be continuous sound for 24 hours.
There won't be a lot of sound checks and all that stuff.
I'm getting sleepy just thinking about it.
Well,
because it's so.
It could be quite violent. It could be.
You know, I love that album.
It could be very. It could be soothing. It could be uplifting. So the mood, we try to sculpt the mood to be appropriate for the audience.
You sculpt the mood
if we can.
How we
place acts.
What
in terms
happens
of the
if somebody
hours.
Falls asleep and snores?
That's drone.
That
it's part of it. Yeah, I mean the crowd noise.
Is that considered droning? If
it depends if you have a nice steady snore and it's not a sleep apnea kind of thing where you're dying. But that would be...
That would be bad.
Yeah,
that
would be bad. But yeah, it's immersive and participatory in a sense, even with the audience, because the stage isn't elevated. It's in the center of the room. So that sort of interaction brings the audience more into the performance. Mm-hmm. So it's unique in that way.
There's going to be a durational reading, I hear.
They're going to be reading the... Shaker readings of
the
testimony. Mother Ann.
How does that fit in as a drone?
In it's durational, so they'll be doing it nonstop for I think it's 12 hours, I believe, or 10 hours. I'm not sure of the precise time. I've been working very hard over the last few days, so I'm a little tired right now.
There's a lot of readers, a lot
droning.
Of different readers.
I think they might be subbing in and out. They should be. If someone could do it straight, that'd be really impressive.
Yeah. What's her name? Who owns
what's
this building over here? Who's going to open
Maria
a
Abramovich?
Oh,
that
Maria Abramovich had the Maria Abramovich.
Marina.
Marina. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Abramovich. How quickly?
Just think of
that.
Port Abramovich.
The organization did a 24-hour reading of a book.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
At the Basilica. And I read sort of in the early hours of the evening, I believe. And it was really interesting. I don't remember the book at all.
Mm. Far
I don't
out.
Remember the name of it.
Yeah, it was some weird book in translation, which I thought was odd choice.
I know they do a durational reading of Moby Dick in New York, which I've always wanted to
participate
in.
Yeah, at
somewhere.
That theater up on the west side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many new bands?
It's always new.
Not band.
I mean, there's no. I don't have the schedule handy to see if there are any return. We try to bring in mainly new acts every year. So.
Oh.
And
any repeats?
This year, I think repeat performers. No, we've had them in the past, but this year it's pretty new.
Does that speak to the fact that it's becoming a known event?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a bit of interest now.
Really?
I mean, people really approach all of us about performing and participating in it, just given the uniqueness of it.
Is there kind of like, I don't know if this is the right term, but is there a kind of like culture of droning? I mean, is there like like underground magazines and stuff about droning?
I mean, it's an interesting, it's interesting. It's sort of elemental to probably the most primitive early forms of music. It's probably one of the first things that humans did in terms of making tone.
They didn't have anything to say to each other. So well, they just sort of
mimicking nature, humming. But it, also in terms of early instruments, I mean, we're talking about wood, reed, bone flutes, things that are about long tone. So we could assume that it was probably, without knowing much about the prehistory of sound, without notation, we could just assume that it was an elemental form of early music. And it's common throughout folk music traditions worldwide to this day. So it's a, and also it's a big element to, so in early sacred music, it's a big component as well in the reaction to, Serial and the Romantic period and melody toward the end of the 19th century, moving into the 20th century, and serial 12 tone, and the complexity in modern classical music. There was a movement toward minimalism, which is sort of driven by the inspiration of drone tonality. So it's interesting. It has all these aspects of both
high and low,
or folk and very intellectualized music tradition. So it could be very. You know, the practitioner could be both, you know, a novice, amateur, to totally technically fluent musician. And so it has all these really...
And do you have that represented in the...
Yeah, I think it goes from people who are really deep into the field to people who perform in other fields of music who are approaching it as a, you know, novelty or not, so...
What instrument will you be playing in the Drone Fest?
I think I'm just going to be setting my bass to feedback, just low tone while someone is...
Ellen is a feedback fanatic.
She loves it.
She loves it.
Feedback is great. No, so it's my friend Ezra
false
will be...
False news.
There's a lot of fake news coming out of this
fake news.
This very program.
I know. You've noticed that. I try to identify it when it happens.
I like it. I like it.
Got to mix it up.
Like it?
Yeah, no, fake me. I mean,
mix up the real and the fake.
President loves it.
I read that there's something called P-H-U-R-P-A.
FURPA.
FURPA.
Unfortunately, they could not get their visas. Now, this could be related to our dumpy president.
Ooh, yeah. Russian droners.
Based.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
You would imagine you could think that Russians might get an easier visa this time around, but apparently
yeah,
not.
But you know, it's still some of that Cold War thing. Right. I think Russian droners like are trying to mesmerize you into.
Well,
doing
they would have. They were representing this an early Buddhist. It's called Bon Mantra droning.
They're from Tibet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem.
That's that style that they're.
The style. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very one of some of the earliest forms of mantric droning.
When I saw
style.
That they were from Russia, I thought, "Oh."
But they were amazing. You know, but we have some. You know, nonetheless, there'll be some good. We've got some great acts filling that spot. But yes, it's sad that they couldn't make it due to these new travel restrictions.
Yeah, that sounded really great.
Yeah, but there'll be some. I think there's an area Buddhist monastery that's coming to do benediction chanting and droning.
That's true, because most, mantric is the same word or whatever over and over.
Totally,
yeah. What's your mantra, Ellen?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you have one? Cool.
Sure. You don't?
Oh, of course I do.
Tom says, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Why?
Actually, it's bacon, bacon, bacon.
Oh, that's
bacon.
A good one. Oh, I like that.
Wow, spontaneous droning.
So noon to noon, and then afterwards, GXC's great record fair is going to go down.
I'll be there signing autographs. And
you selling some wax? You got some wax?
I'm selling some wax. I'm selling some, what other, vinyl?
Got some Mambo Italiano.
I have some piano rolls. Do you think those would sell?
Hey, you should. Try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like them.
It's called Radio Ephemera.
Oh, very cool.
Yes. And we got all kinds of stuff. There'll be some books, some CDs, some DVDs, some VHSs even, I've heard.
Mm.
Some instruments. Some people are going to try to sell some instruments. Mm. All kinds of music-related and media-related stuff.
Well, I do hope...
Are you... Oh, sorry. Okay. Are you a vinyl collector, John?
I have some, yes.
Some? I bet you that means like 1,000, right?
No. Over the past, I've had a lot and gotten rid of it some and moves and things like that.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass to move vinyl.
I do love it, though. What about you?
Oh, Alan's got vinyl.
I've got some really good stuff.
She hoards it. And you know what's the biggest sign of a vinyl hoarder?
What?
She doesn't have a turntable.
Ooh.
I bring it in here.
Oh, yeah, sure. She's got Moondog albums.
Nice.
Moondog.
I love Moondog.
Moondog should be here.
If Moondog was alive, we'd try to get him to play here.
He's really a great character.
Well, absolutely.
And his music is lovely.
Beautiful. I love Moondog.
Yeah, we played some of
them. It's all tinkly.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be...
And he made his own instruments.
Yes, and his sort of Viking helmet persona that he would have.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
At the corner of 53rd Street?
Yes, right.
And Avenue of the Americas?
Mm-hmm. I've only seen photographs because before my time.
Oh.
Yeah. We saw him.
You did?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was like a highlight of going into the city.
Right.
That was my time.
Cool.
In the city.
Cool.
And he would read poems.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you paid him money, he would read a poem for you.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I mean, people did that. And it was in front of the CBS building?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they...
were actually his label at one point.
Yeah. Right. Interesting character.
Who are some of the modern composers who most incorporated drone elements into their work?
Steve Reich. Philip Glass Cage.
Hmm.
Ones that the audience would probably know the most.
Yeah.
Famous for.
And now the performers who will be at this event that we're talking about, the Drone Fest. Philip Glass is going to be there?
No. John Gibson, a longtime collaborator.
Oh, really?
Glass will be performing.
Cool.
Once I was listening to the radio and I thought it was Philip Glass. And it turned out to be a record.
Car crash? No.
No, record that was stuck. Huh.
Cool.
Kept repeating and repeating.
I saw Philip Glass in Earth Foods one day.
Like, he did live here for a period
of
time.
Yeah, he did live here for a while.
He's
there he was.
A good friend of Rudy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, cool. You guys, I mean, it's fun. It's fun for the whole family. It has
really?
All,
the whole family?
Well, each constituent part of the family could find something to enjoy.
Right.
Including the night owl, the insomniac, the maniac, the child.
What percentage of the audience do you think stays for 24 hours?
Quite a bit. I mean, I'd say...
They bring sleep gear?
Yeah. People come in and just set up camp or, you know, they move, they circulate, they go outside the building, they come back in. So it's pretty surprising, given, you know, the first year we were unsure and then we're really pleasantly surprised how many people stayed over. And last year it seemed like even more. And some people just come right away and don't... You know, set up shop and just are there the entire
just
time.
Just listen.
Now, have the pre-ticket sales indicated an increase?
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
So it's getting more and more, there's more and more interest. It's certainly more and more well-intended, so.
There's no limit in tickets, or is there?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I mean, certainly in terms of where people could sleep comfortably.
Yeah. do you use the, I don't know what to call that room, the northernmost...
Yes, we normally do. Second Ward normally does a projection series, but they're not doing it this year.
Oh.
But we're still participating, but Walter won't be doing his normal. Well, on their behalf, oddly.
I'm just curious. Are you here for Basilica or Second Ward?
Sometimes. Both hats,
okay. Yeah.
So
that's a lot of hair to cover, too.
I know. That's why I haven't gotten a haircut yet. But that's what the Shaker reading will be in the North Hall.
Oh, okay.
And then I believe there'll be some projection done after the Shaker on something generated internally or via Charles, who we could call his Chip, who is related to the Basilica as family, will be doing.
Now, is
Charles?
Yes.
A person who's related
to the proprietors of the Basilica. He's very cool, and I think he'll be doing some projection late at night.
The proprietor.
Now the Shakers. I mean, they would shake. I mean, that was part of their thing. Did they get into an ecstasy that was kind of a drone related ecstasy?
They danced.
They danced.
Yeah. But was it repetitive kind of noise?
No, I mean, I don't know if they have the, like, glossolalia kind of. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, their music has melodic movement, so it's not very. They're not known for droning when they sing. If there was some sort of ecstatic glossolalia, maybe.
No sex.
That's where it all went to the shaking.
Exactly. Sublimated.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's why there's no more shakers.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think there's one left in Maine. He's controversial, and he was the guy. He might have been a convert. Everyone's a convert. Yeah. But he's a living historian / shaker.
Cool.
At Sabbath Day Lake in Maine.
We have a bar named for the Shakers.
That's right. And they were teetotalers, so I don't know what they would think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Any other questions, Ellen, for our guest?
No, but I think it's all pretty fascinating.
So if somebody wants to, do you need tickets now, or can you go?
You could buy them there. You could buy them at the day of, but, buy online. Sure.
Okay.
You know.
There's plenty available still. Yep. And it's down at Basilica on Front Street.
Yep.
And
super fun.
You just go there if you want to go. Or you can get a ticket online if you guarantee
yourself.
It'll be
great food provided.
Oh, tell us about the food. We're always interested in food.
Nicole's.
What kind of food?
Drone food.
Sure, what's on the menu, but it's usually delicious, super great, locally prepared.
But a lot of the same thing.
A lot of gruel.
Gruel. G-R-E-U-L. Yeah. Is that gruel?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I mean delicious.
Delicious gruel.
I don't want to take away from it because it's not gruel. By hour 20, I'll eat gruel. I'll eat rocks or anything. Dirt. But
some people do eat dirt.
I know.
Down south.
Right. Yeah.
Did you fall asleep at all?
Pika, right? They call that the phenomenon.
Yeah. Mm. There have been two now. Have you fallen asleep at all?
No. Amazingly not. Last year was hard, and then there was a very brutal noise artist at the very end who definitely kept me from... I wasn't going to fall asleep, but it just shocked me. And it was like getting a defibrillator to the brain. I was like,
was he trying to wake people up?
I think he's a transgendered African-American artist who I think part of his whole performance is to shock and sound to be jarring. And it's part of a confrontational aspect of his whole thing. You met him at the end. Yes.
To wake people up.
Yes. It was a cap. Party over. But that was definitely a jolt at hour 23. Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. You know, it's really cool to be part
up all night.
Up all night and making sure things are running and hanging out with people doing the show.
Lots of coffee.
Yeah. And just my feet hurt, my back hurt at some point from the concrete. But
Oh,
concrete. That's right.
Concrete slab floor. Yeah.
You can keep a little cot in the back and hide out for a couple of minutes?
Hammock would be great. Massage table, like Sharper Image.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you could incorporate that.
24-hour massage.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, they could also chant. I mean, they could do chanting over your body.
I think a 24-hour psychotherapy would be cool.
Nice.
You could slot in out.
You just answer the same question over and over.
And there'll be some installation work done in the... trusses, the rafters above the audience. Oh. Then we'll have some projection scrims.
Cool.
It's going to look very beautiful.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You're going to go, right, Ellen? To part of it.
Part of it, perhaps. Okay.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Well, as I said, I'll be there certainly
Showing
on Sunday
records.
Morning, but I'll probably go earlier, too. Probably go Saturday night as well.
Are you going to bring your rave wear and glow sticks and all that kind of stuff that you normally do?
Yeah. You got something against that?
No, I love it.
I have quite a collection of glow sticks.
Twirling fire like you do in the parking lot?
No, I just did that at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's coming up.
Have you been to Burning Man?
No.
Fake news.
It's fake news.
Oh, you know why she knows that?
Why?
Because she's been to it every single year.
Oh, right. But she goes...
That is
her
truly
pseudonym.
Fake news. That's really fake news.
She just wants the opportunity to wear like a...